Item number nine, discussion and possible action on issuance of Lake Granbury Surface Water Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds, Series 2006, to refinance existing bond issues by John Hall.
The second item, after my breather, I'll come back and read this one here. Any questions or any further issues about this? This is the other bond issuance, of course, so it's the resolution to refund the 2001 issuance. Adoption of a resolution authorizing the issuance of Lake Granbury Surface Water Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bonds Series 2006 to refinance existing bond issues. We have hereby resolved that the Banking and Finance Committee recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Whereas additional terms used in this resolution, not otherwise defined herein, are defined as set forth in the Series 2006 Bond Covenants Agreement, in parentheses the agreement hereinafter authorized, and whereas the authority was duly created and is lawfully operating under the Authority Act, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas, and whereas the authority is authorized by the acts and the applicable laws of the State of Texas to exercise the powers therein granted in order to provide for the conservation and development of the surface waters in the Brazos River Basin for beneficial use, and whereas the authority in cooperation with the district and others heretofore found and determined that facilities for withdrawal, treatment, and delivery of water from Lake Granbury should be acquired, constructed, and maintained in order to provide for the delivery of treated water from Lake Granbury to points of delivery in Johnson County and environs. And whereas in the accomplishment of said purposes, the board authorized the issuance of and sold its Brazos River Authority Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Bonds, Series 2001, the refunded bonds, and where it is deemed by the board to be appropriate and necessary at this time to issue negotiable revenue bonds pursuant to the acts and the contracts for the purpose of refunding all of the outstanding refunded bonds. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority, Section 1, recitals, covenants, agreement, and amount and purpose of the bonds. The Board of Authority hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto as is set forth in full at this place and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolution are defined as set forth in the agreement substantially in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein as set forth in full at this place. The presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and the assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager CEO are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $6 million for the purpose of providing funds to refund all of the outstanding Brazos River Authority Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Bond Series 2001. Section 2, designation, authorized officer, date, denominations, numbers, maturities, terms, and sale of bonds. A, designation, authorized officer. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority, Lake Granbury Surface Water and Treatment System Revenue Refunding Bond Series 2006, subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by Chapter 1371 Texas Government Code. As amended, the General Manager CEO of the issuer is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer. B, terms of bonds. Initially, there should be issued, sold, and delivered hereunder fully registered bonds without interest coupons, numbered consecutively upward payable to the respective initial registered owners thereof, or to the registered assignee or assignees of the bonds, or any portion or portions in the denomination of $5,000 or any interval multiple thereof, maturing not later than 40 years from the date of the bonds. Payable serially or otherwise on the dates, in the years and in the principal amounts respectively and dated, all as set forth in a certificate of the authorized officer. Sale of bonds. As authorized by Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code is amended, the authorized officer is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated to act on behalf of the board in selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution and the agreement, including determining and fixing the date of the bonds. Any different additional designation or title of which the bonds shall be known, the price at which the bonds will be sold, the years in which the bonds will mature, the principal amount to mature each of such years, and the aggregate principal amount of the bonds within the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof. The rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the principal and interest payments, periods, and dates, including the dates for making deposits to the debt service fund, the dates, price, and terms upon which at which the bond shall be subject to redemption prior to maturity at the option of the board, as well as any mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, procuring municipal bond insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution and the agreement, and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect thereto, if it is determined that such insurance would be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters relating to the issuance, sale, and delivery of the bonds. The authorized officer acting on or behalf of the issuer is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold at negotiated sale to an underwriting syndicate managed by an organization to be determined, and to enter into and carry out a bond purchase agreement with such underwriters of the bonds at such prices and the aggregate principal amounts not exceeding the maximum amount set forth in Section 1 hereof, with such maturities of principal, with such interest rates, and with such optional and mandatory sinking fund redemption provisions, if any, and other matters shall be set forth herein. The bond purchase agreement shall be substantially in such form and substance as presented to the bond to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes as are acceptable to the authorized officer, provided the price to be paid for the bonds shall be not less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount thereof, plus accrued interest thereon from the date to their delivery, and no bond shall bear interest at a rate greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer is further authorized for and on behalf of the issuer to approve any official statement and any supplements thereto relating to the bonds referred to in any such bond purchase agreement. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bonds shall not be delivered unless prior to their delivery the bonds have been rated by a nationally recognized rating agency for municipal long-term obligations, as required by said Chapter 1371, Texas Government Code, as amended. D, in establishing the aggregate principal amount of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in Section 1 hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide, inter alia, for 1, the funding of the reserve fund, if necessary, 2, the payment of the cost of issuance of the bonds, 3, the refunding of the refunded bonds, and 4, positive present value debt service savings to the issuer with respect to the refunded bonds. E, it is hereby found and determined that the refunding of the refunded bonds is advisable and necessary in order to restructure the debt service requirements of the issuer, and that the debt service requirements of the bonds shall be less than those on the refunded bonds, resulting in a reduction in the amount of principal and interest which otherwise would be payable. The refunded bonds are subject to redemption at the option of the issuer, and the authorized officer is hereby authorized to cause all of the refunded bonds to be called for redemption on the respective date or dates consistent with the savings analysis set forth in Section 2D hereof, and the proper notices of such redemption shall be given, and in each case at a redemption price of par plus accrued interest to the date fixed for redemption. The authorized officer is further authorized to enter into and execute on behalf of the issuer an escrow or deposit agreement with respect to the refunded bonds, if appropriate or required by law, substantially in the form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution, with such changes thereto as shall be approved by the authorized officer, which escrow agreement will provide for the payment in full of the refunded bonds. In addition, the authorized officer is authorized to purchase such securities with proceeds of the bonds to execute such subscriptions for the purchase of the United States Treasury securities, state and local government series, and to transfer and deposit such cash from available funds as may be necessary or appropriate for the escrow fund described in such escrow agreement. Section 3, immediate effect. This resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption.
All right, John, thank you very much.
And I believe this item had the same thing back on the thing that I read, was just the board of authority that we say the board of directors. We'll correct that in an item for the board.
Thank you. All right, any other questions or comments? If not, we will entertain a motion to approve. Brought by Young.
Second.
Second by Steve Pena. Call the roll, please.
Director Stagg.
Yes.
Director Baker.
Yes.
Director Ballion.
Yes.
Director Kilgore.
Yes.
Director Martin.
Yes.
Director Pena.
Yes. All right. That is the last resolution to come before our committee. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Bayou, I'll make that one too. All right. Second. Mr. Pena, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. We are adjourned.